That Meir Hoy Omer, Meir used to say, Matvil Bel Yoyna, that they used to say over that Meir said you could be Tevil Bel Yoyna, that's what the Yudis said. But Vani Yoyner, but what do I myself and you to say, V'tach Toyna V'loy Bel Yoyna, no, you could only be Tevil in the bottom one, because we say good Achas, the top water, the middle body of water, 40 saw, we can look as if it's attached to the bottom body of water. So the bottom body is okay, you can be Tevil in it. But for Loi Bel Yoyna, you cannot be terrible in the top body of water. Where it's good, Asik, he does not hold from. He does not hold, you look, the water shoots upwards. But to shoot the water down was that to do say. Good Achis, he holds from, and good Asik not. So how do you say before that he holds even good Asik? Here at Smash, no, he does not hold from good Asik. So Mar says, Amulelik, he greeted him and said, Itanya Tanya. If that's the way you learned, if you have a price that sounds like you, I hear, then you're right. If that's true, that you're saying, Senechnam, you're right. Then there would be a chilek. That good asik you would not say upwards, only good ach is going down, which you would say. So Tosfos goes into the kasha, Lechura, what's mitzaref now, the top water to the bottom water? There's a flow of water going down. That's called ketafras. Tosfos says, Mashmocha, the ketafras have a chibur. When you have running water going down slant on a mountain, that's called ketafris, that's called the chibur. It can attach together two bodies of water. That's what we're saying here. We're attaching the bottom water to the top water, or the top to the bottom. And so it says, kashis, I, a lot of gemaras, we know we pass in, ketafris loya v'chibur. That ketafris does not help. So Kitzotayz Teretz says that that's why Badafkir, the case was, where top and bottom are only 20, true. But the middle case, there was 40 saw. When you have 40 saw, that's much better. When do we hold ketafris leah v'chibur? That's if you only have 20 or 20. And one body is not 40. You have two different bodies of water, 20-20. So to make a whole mikvah, ketafris is not called a chibur. Then if you have a flow of water from one to the other, since it's a flow, it's a running water, ketafris, going slantly downwards, that would not make a chibur, it would not be kosher. Mashenkin here, we're in the middle, that's why the case here was, the middle was a total kosher mikvah by itself. There was 40 saw in the middle one by itself, that's a different story. When you have a kosher mikvah, it's easier to attach another mikvah to it. You're not coming to create a mikvah, you're just coming to attach it to another mikvah, that's easier, that's why here we say ketafris havichibur. Right. Then the Mishnah says, HaToivu l'achulin, v'uchzak l'achulin. If you went to the mikvah to become Torah for chulin, and that was your kavona to become Torah for chulin, say nechnami, you're only Torah for chulin, and not for ma'isa sheni, does not help for what you do not have kavona for. So where it says, Mani masnis, nun is our Mishnah goes like, l'chulin rabbonini, our Mishnah goes according to rabbonin shita, t'ishani l'hu, v'chulin l'maisa. That there's a difference between the Torah of Chulin and Meiser. That Meiser Sheni needs more Torah l'Chulin. Rashi says, Rabbonani, to pligilah the Rav Meir b'chol atoin b'yas mayim b'divrei soferim v'yasur b'meiser. And we have before Machlekes. Rav Meir says that Meiser Sheni and Chulin do not need Torah. They both have the exact same madrega. The Rabbonan said, no, Chulin does not need, but Meiser does need. So according to the Rabbonan, Meiser Sheni has more Kedusha than Chulin. That's good our Mishnah that says, if you went to the mikvah and you only had in mind to become Torah in order to be able to eat bread, it only helps for chulin and not for meiser. Because meiser sheni has more kedusha, more chumrah than chulin does. So the ratio of the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. For the Mora Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? Big day Amorites. If you have an Amorites, a person that's not careful about the lochas of Tumah B'Taira. His begod, the many clothing that he has, you should know, medrus leprushin. It's medrus, it has tumas medrus, as if it's an ava tumah for a person that's a porush that does wash himself for milchus tumah v'taira. Then the Mishnah says, big day prushin, the begodim that even a porush wears, is also medrus, has a din ava tumah on it, as if he sat, as if he is zav, or as Rashi says, his wife afraid, his wife, and there was a nida, sat on it, and gave it a tumas medrus. You should know it's tumah liyach l'truma. For kahanim, the one eat truma. Since for Truma you have to have more Zahiris, you have to have more Tyra, it's not enough the Shmira that a Porush does, therefore a Porush's Shmira is not enough for Eichle Truma. So what does the Mishnah skip to? The Mishnah skips from Chulin straight to Truma. The Mishnah skips the stage of Maisa Shani.
There's the churros and the Rabbi Meir. The Sefer the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomachulu no Maisa Kadodininu. That the Mishnah skips the step. It goes from Prushin talking about Chulin straight to Achle Truma. Why did it talk in between about Maisa Sheini? Mashma Prushin and Maisa Sheini are the same thing. Chulin and Maisa Sheini are the exact same Kedusha. The only thing that's above Chulin is Truma. That's like Rabbi Meir Shita. So here it says Kasha like Reisha Rabbonim the Sefer of Meir. The Reisha of our Mishnah comes out according to Rabbonim and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Meir. It's not a Sefer like that. So Mar says in yes there's no Kasha in Echonami. What's so Shver? Reisha Rabbonim the Sefer of Meir. That's what you have to say. The Reisha of our Mishnah that makes a difference between Chulin and Maaseh Sheni goes according to Rabbonim Shita. That Maaseh Sheni has more Kedusha than Chulin. And the Sefer that skips straight to Truma, but Mashma Maaseh Sheni, the same Darga as Chulin, goes to go to a Meishita. Rav Acha Barada says no. Masnala b'Sefer Chomesh Malas. Enechnam, he puts in something to the end of our Mishnah. Whereas the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. The Ravada Maaseh Sheni is different than Chulin. O Mukila Kuluk Rabbonin. And Enechnam, in the end of the Mishnah, it says, Big Day Prushim, he was Goris Medris Lioichle Maaseh Risheni. And then, big day, Maaseh Sheni have a medrash leach l'truma. That's what he was gerus. He put in this chiluk between Chulin and Maaseh Sheni into the Mishnah. So there are five chilukim, and then it's very good. The old Mishnah goes according to the Meir Shita. Goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. That is the difference between Chulin and Maaseh. Omar Rav Mori, Rav Mori says, Shema minif mir, we have a proof that Chulin shenasu, al tairas hakodesh, if somebody wants to eat all the Chulin in his house, it's regular bread, it's regular apples, regular food that he has in his house. He wants to be machmer upon himself, like he's a kohen that sometimes eats kachim, and he knows when he eats kachim, he has to be very nizah to have a lot of kedusha, a lot of taira. So he wants to be used to it that all the food he eats in his house, he eats with the exact same amount of shmira as if it's kachim, as if it's hegdish. That means chulin shenasu atayras hakodesh. Somebody that when he's eating his regular chulin, he's noig as if it has a kedusha like hegdish, then he watches it from Tyra the same way he watches kachim. The loch was kedusha dummy, enechanami. Such a din has a loch like kachim. Trashi, shenas wataras a kedush. Odom harogo lechol kachim. A kain that's rogo to eat kachim. So what should he do sometimes? He's makabal olav, he accepts upon himself, lechol chulin betairas a kedush. Even the regular food that he eats the whole weekday, he also accepts upon himself only tida b'taira as if it's kachim. Kadeshiu b'nei beisoy zehirin u'bekiyim b'taira sakodesh. That everybody in the house should be used to making everything b'taira sakodesh. So everything he eats is b'taira sakodesh. So that has a loch like kachim. And it has a good shmira as if it's shomer mamish for kachim. So Mar says, Mimai, what's the proof in our Mishnah? Like we'll soon see it from Achloikis. That's why he wants to say for now Mishnah to Mashma it is Kachim. So Mar says, where's your proof for now Mishnah is called to Kachim? So Mar says,